Today's daf is Krisos daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Vavam and Beis. We are at the two dots, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page, on Tes Vavam and Beis. So the Gemara is going to go back to a discussion we had in the Mishnah on Tes Vavam and Beis. We're in the series of Mishnayos where Rabbi Akiva keeps asking Shailas to the other Tanaim, and the Shaila that he asked in our Mishnah was we had two different versions of the Shaila, so let's go with the second version of the Shaila. If a person eats Noser from five different Karbanos in one period of Helim without realizing in between that he has eaten Noser from the five different Karbanos, so how many times is he Chayiv? Is he Chayiv Achas al Kulan, or is he Chayiv separately al Kol Achas va'achas for the Isra of Achilas Noser? How many Karbanos Chatos does a person have to bring for eating Noser from five different Karbanos in a single Helim? So Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be Poshet the Shaila based on the Halacha that if a person eats from one Karban but five different tamchuyin, from five different dishes, which we're going to have five different definitions of what that means, hey tamchuyin, but whatever it means, five different dishes of a single karban, Rabbi Yeshua says, we know the halacha is that you're chayiv mi'ila separately for each and every one of them, so if by mi'ila you're going to be chayiv separately for each and every one of them, kal v'chomer, you should be chayiv separately for each and every karban when it comes to nosar, because by nosar, the shaila that Rabbi Kiva asked was about five different animals, by mi'ili, even if it's from the same animal, but just five different tamchuyin, you're going to be chayiv separately. So one would imagine by Nosar, you would for sure be chayiv separately when we're dealing with five different animals. Rabbi Akiva responded, don't bring me any kal v'chomers from mi'ila. Mi'ila has a whole set of chumras that we don't apply anywhere else. And therefore, mi'ila is not a good way to determine what the halacha would be in a normal case by a regular iser such as Nosar. The Mishnah didn't record what Rabbi Yeshua's response to that was. The Mishnah just said that Rabbi Akiva rejected the Kal V'chomer by saying that Mi'ila has its own set of Chumras. Nothing about what Rabbi Yeshua responded. So now the Gemara tries to figure out, did Rabbi Yeshua shtika koda? Did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's argument and therefore say, you're right, that by Mi'ila it's five different Chiyuvim, but by Nosar, even from five different Karbanos, it's one Chiyuv? Or did Rabbi Yeshua stick by his guns and say, no, that if by Mi'ila it's five different chiyuvim, then by Nosar it's also going to be five different chiyuvim. So says the Gemara, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahat shuvim Rabbi Akiva alav. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's response or not? Tashma, I'll try to bring a raya from the following. Titania, achal hechatichos Nosar mizavach echad. Behelamachas bechamisha tamchuyin. If let's say a person eats five pieces of Nosar from a single Zevach, from a single Karban, which by the way was not the case of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva spoke about five pieces of Nosar from five different Karbanos, but if a person eats five pieces of Nosar from a single Karban in one Helim, with one period of forgetfulness, but they're five different dishes, they're five different cuts of different tastes of Nosar, Eino maybe al chatas achas. You still only bring one carbon chatas, v'alahoda shalahen, and if you're not even sure if you did the Isser or not, if this was in fact Nosar that you ate or not, then Eino maybe al Hashem Talui achas, where the operative carbon would be in Hashem Talui, still it's only one Hashem Talui, even though it was five tamchuyin, but it was one zevach, it was one halim, so therefore there's only one Karban. Mechamisha tamchuyin b'chamesh ha'alemos. Let's say it was from five different dishes. Again, still one zevach. Five different dishes, though, and five ha'alemos. So for each period of Helim, since each time you remembered in between, and you realized in between, rather, that you had done the Isser, so you're going to be chayv separately, separate karmer chattas for each time. And if you're not even sure if you did the Isser, it would be separate Hashem Talui for each time. Now we get back to the Shaila that Rabbi Kiva asked. Mehei zvachim, if we eat from five different karbanos, behelem achas, chayev al kalachas vachas, then you're going to be chayev separately for each and every one. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudha Omer, afilu achal hechatichos mehei zvachim, behelem achas, eino mevi elechatas achas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudha says, now even if you eat from five different karbanos in one period of helem, it's only going to be one karban chatas, val sveken ein mevi el asham tali achas. And in a situation of safek, it's going to be only one asham tali. So when it's from five karbanos, we have a machlokas reported over here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. According to everybody, though, the rule is That's not really relevant to what we're trying to prove, but that's just part of the Braisa, that the Braisa mentions whatever the rule is, when you know that you did the Isser, in hindsight at least, you know that you did the Isser, you'd be Chayiv Echatos. So when in hindsight you're not sure whether you did the Isser, you'd be Chayiv and Hashem Taloi, but it's the same number of Chatos and Hashem Taloi's, meaning the rules are going to be the same in terms of how many Karbanos you're going to be Chayiv. Achal Hechatichos Behetam Chuyin. Now, lefnei zrikas damim means we're talking about an issue of me'ila now. We're not talking about an issue of nosar. Nosar doesn't happen lefnei zrikas damim. Nosar is afterwards, is when it's left over past its time. If you eat five different pieces of meat from five different dishes, but it's all one korban, before the zrikas dam, afilu behelamachas, chayiv al kalachas vachas mishum me'ila. You chayiv separately me'ila for each and every one of them. Yet on that line, vi'ilu al sfeiko, may vi'asham talui, lo katani. It doesn't say anything about a suffix situation of me'ila bringing an Hashem Talei. By the case of Nosar that the Braisa began with, it emphasized each and every time that however many Kabbalos Chatzis you're going to bring, if it's low Hoda, you're going to bring that many Hashem Taleis. As soon as we transition over to a discussion of Me'ila, all of a sudden we leave out Hashem Talei. We're only discussing a Karban Chatzis. So money, ha. Who would be the one that would leave out the issue of Hashem Talei Dafko when it comes to a discussion of Me'ila? If Rabbi Akiva were the author over here, then it should say in the Seifa that you bring an Hashem Talui even by a case of Me'ila, because the Tzara Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Safek Me'ila Hashem Talui. Rabbi Akiva's Shita in general is that you're Chayev when it's a Safek Me'ila, you are Chayev in Hashem Talui. So the absence of any statement about Hashem Talui in regards to Me'ila is a raya that the author of this Braisa is not Rabbi Akiva. Elolav Rabbi Yeshua he. It must be that it's Rabbi Yeshua. And yet, what does it say over here in this Braisa? V'katani behei ha'alemos, mevi he'chata'os. It says that that ha'alemos are mechalik, but zvachim apparently not. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua backtracked from his opinion. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah held that when that ha'alemos are that zvachim, various zvachim, are mechalik when it comes to Me'ila. Yet when it comes to this Braisa, it says that only ha'alemos are mechalik. It needs to be different periods of forgetfulness. If it's one period of forgetfulness, but you ate from five different karbanos, sounds like you would not be chayiv multiple chata'os. And yet, Rabbi Yeshua is the author. So it must be shma mina kibla minei. It must be that Rabbi Yeshua was mekabel Rabbi Akiva's argument, and that you can't compare Me'ila to Nosar. So that's the raya that Rabbi Yeshua must have been mekabel Rabbi Kiva's argument. Rabbi Kiva got the last word over here. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Allah Adrabim, me sefer diktani, mehez vachma filu behalmachas, chayav al kalachas vachas. The sefer goes on to say, if it's from five different karbanos and one helim, you're chayav separately, shramin alokib lumine. Meaning you try to be medayik from the resha, where he talks about he'elemos being mechalik, that zvachim are not mechalik. But it says beferish in the sefer that zvachim are mechalik. So that line of the sefer is clear that he was not mekabel from Rabbi Akiva. So what is Slach Lamemer? What do you want to say? How are we going to touch up this Braisa? Tanayhi di katana de kibla vi katana de lo kibla. Well, we're going to say that within this one Braisa, there are two different shitos in Tanayim that are reflected. That one Tana holds that Rabbi Yeshua was mekabel from Rabbi Akiva, and the other Tana holds Rabbi Yeshua was not mekabel from Rabbi Akiva. So that's a very shver way to read a Braisa, that within a single Braisa, there are two different shitos of Tanayim reflected, whether he was mekabel or not. So says Gemara, afilu teima Rabbi Akiva hi. Maybe the Braisa is even going like Rabbi Akiva. Why did we say the Braisa can't be Rabbi Akiva? It's all because of that last little line about Me'ila, that when as soon as we transitioned the discussion from Noser to Me'ila, we stopped mentioning Hashem Talui. And Rabbi Akiva holds you do bring an Hashem Talui on a Safek Me'ila. So that's the whole reason why we rejected the possibility that Rabbi Akiva is the author of the Braisa. Says Gemara, not so fast. Maybe we shouldn't reject that possibility. Not that Rabbi Akiva himself is the author of the Braisa, but that the author of the Braisa holds like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to different eating nosar from five different zvachim. That he holds like Rabbi Akiva that when you eat nosar from five different zvachim, from five different karbanos in one halim, that you're going to be chayiv only once. That he holds like Rabbi Akiva in that regard. But he doesn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Akiva about being chayiv in Asham Talali by Mi'ila. Savala kavasei bahalama. He holds like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to halim achas, even though it's five different zvachim. Upalagale b'mi'ilos. But he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to the halacha of Asham Talui on a Safek Mi'ila. Good, so that's the author of the Braisa. The author of the Braisa is someone who generally agrees with Rabbi Akiva. So now, period. The Gemara now just discusses, we keep on talking about Hei Tamchuyim, that you eat from the same carbon, but five different tamchuyin. So Hei Chidami Hei Tamchuyin, the Shittu Mbetzas changes it from Hei Mi'ilos to Hei Tamchuyin. Where do we ever have a case? How do you have a case? What is the Metzius of Hei Tamchuyin? So the Gemara is going to have five possibilities. Number one, Amr Shmuel, Kosa Shashaninu Chamish Dvarim Ba'ola Mitztarfin. Just like we know that five different parts of a carbon ola could be mitztarif all together for the iser of being mala a carbon ola b'chutz, a kazayis of a carbon ola b'chutz. So the five different parts that equal up to a kazayis would be mitztarif to violate the iser. Habasar v'achele v'ayayin v'asolos v'ashemen. All of those things combined with each other, they're all considered one unit, even though they're obviously very different things from each other. But when it comes to the carbon ola, everything gets burnt on the mizbeach anyway, and since everything's getting burnt on the mizbeach anyway, they all have the same din as part of the carbon ola, so they're all going to be mitztarif. So that same halacha that we have, that they're mitztarif in regards to the iser of being mala b'chutz, is also going to be the definition of five different tamchuyin. When you want to take a single carbon and show how you can get five parts from the carbon, use that example of how Shmuel identified five parts of a carbon ola. Those five different parts could be the five tamchuyin. Chizkia Amar, possibility number two, Gon Sha'achal Mehe Evarim. No, just take within the animal itself. You don't have to go to the yayin and the soul. The animal itself, five different limbs of the animal. Every different cut of meat of an animal is slightly different taste. That's called He Tamchuyin, Reish Lakish Amar. Afilu teima be'ever echad, even with a single limb of the animal, there could be five different parts. Mishkachos labekasev, you could find it by the shoulder of the animal. Animals don't really have shoulders, so it means the foreleg of the animal, that you find five different parts of a single limb of the animal, and that itself is considered five tamchuyin. Fourth possibility, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Gon Sha'achal Behem Mine Kedera. Five different types of dishes. Rashi explains, Kigon Krishna B'tzelim B'karav V'dolaz V'lefes V'achon G'zatz M'G'zatz. Different, it could be the same kind of meat, but you cut it into five parts, and when you cook each one, you spice it differently. One is cooked with onions, one is cooked with turnips, one is cooked with they're just cooked with different things, so they all taste differently, because not because the meat tastes different, but the meat now tastes different because of the taste that it absorbs from the things that it's cooking together with. So that's called Hei Tamchuyin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, fifth and final possibility, Kigon Sha'achal Behei Tamim. You eat it with five different tastes. What does that mean, with five different tastes? The meat itself, depending on your mode of cooking, may taste different. Rashi points out, tzli, umavushal, kavush, shaluk, tzli kedar. There are different tastes, there are different ways you can make things taste, whether you roast it, you cook it, you soak it, you overcook it, you do tzli kedar. Tzli kedar means that you don't have a liquid medium that you're cooking it in, but you're also not roasting it over an open flame. You put it in a pot that has a bottom, so it is soaking in its own juices. Its juices aren't being burned up by the fire. It's soaking in its own juices, but there's no additional juices. That's tzli kedar. Tzli kedar is a major discussion, actually, in Hilchos Pesach. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a minag in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't eat on the night of the Seder, we don't eat roasted meat. Right, that a person's not allowed to eat roasted meat in the night of the Seder, now that we don't have Korban Pesach, lest it look like we're eating Kachem Bachutz, lest it look like we're Makdish Korban Pesach. So the poskim will point out that it's only by meats, even by meats of animals that aren't kosher for Korban Pesach, we apply this to all meats, not not to something like an egg, let's say, where we do have a roasted egg on the Seder plate, and many hold you're supposed to eat that roasted egg from the Seder plate. Others say, no, you eat other eggs, whatever, there's a minute to eat eggs also, different story. But the issue of eating roasted, so there's a question, how do you define roasted? Let's say something is tzlikedar, is that considered to be roasted? So pretty much everyone agrees that if you add anything into the pot, even the slightest amount of water, the slightest amount of oil into the pot, that's no longer considered tzli. But if you have something cooking in its own juices, is that considered tzli? So Pashtus is, it's definitely not kosher for Korban Pesach, and what it's telling on is, how much does it look like tzli? So there's a Magen Avraham that sounds like he's machmir in a situation of tzli kedar, and he says, because of maris ha'ayin. So what does that mean, maris ha'ayin? So there are two possibilities in the Achronim to explain what he means by that. Some say he means that it's so similar to regular barbecued, roasted food that people aren't going to be able to tell the difference. It's going to look like tzli. Others say, no, of course you could tell the difference. It's that the person himself is going to think, if I could do this, then I should also be able to roast, that it's one step removed from the Yisr. But over here you see pretty clearly that this is Hemine Tamim. Tzli Kedar doesn't taste like regular Tzli. I think most of the posts can assume that way, that Tzli Kedar is probably Mutter. That it doesn't taste like regular Tzli. It doesn't taste like regular roasted food. And therefore would not be included in the Yisr. Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Actually, even before we move to the next Mishnah, very interesting, when the Rambam Paskins this halacha, the Rambam paskins that if you eat nosar from five zvachim, kazayis from each zevach in one helim, even though you ate from five tamchuyim, you're only chayiv one korban chatos because it's all shem achas. The tamchuyim were not mechalek, and the gufei hazvachim are not mechalek. So even when it's completely set, it's only one helim, but it's separate dishes, separate karbanos, you're only chayiv once. Because whether you eat basar zvach from many karbanos or from one karban, and if you shecht five zvachim bechutz behalam echad, in all those cases you're only chayiv once. The Rambam says lemaze dome lemishtachve lechamish tzuros behalam echas. It's like bowing down to five different vodazaras in one helam, in one period of forgetfulness. So what do we see in terms of the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua? The Rambam paskins are like Rabbi Akiva. Sounds like that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shua. Holds that tamchuin and gufim are not mechalik. Rabbi Shua kept on saying that when Rabbi Akiva asked the shayla, Rabbi Shua said, "Of course it's mechalik. It's mechalik by meila, so it should be mechalik here." Sounds like the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So the case of Mishnah is a little bit bothered. This Rambam's in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shkagos, because Mishnah says, "Why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, so shouldn't you paskin like the Rebbe and not like the Talmud?" Now, in the Gemara in Brachos Samach Beis Amar Aleph, Rabbi Akiva says Shlosh Devarim Melamadeti Mir Rabbi Yeshua. So sounds like at least he was a little bit his Rebbe, that he learned a few things from Rabbi Yeshua. However, in Hilchos Tefila, in the second parak of Hilchos Tefila, Kesef Mishnah says the exact opposite. He says that whenever you have Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, always passing like Rabbi Akiva, because the klal in Gantz Shas is halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero. So it's very strange, because Mishnah over here in Shkagos says, I don't understand, why would the Rambam passing like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was the Rebbe. But then in Hilchas Tfila, he says, of course you're always passing like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yeshua, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Very, very difficult. This is also nogea in terms of the Haggadah as well. The fact that Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua and the Talmud of the other Tanaim also, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Tafra, we know that Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of theirs. It's not clear that he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua in the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. It's in the Rambam and the Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. It makes it clear that he was the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Tafra, not so much Rabbi Yeshua, but that plays a role in the episode in Bnei Brak, that they were all in Rabbi Akiva's location, which is an interesting idea, why they would all be in Rabbi Akiva's location. The Aruch HaShulchan in this Haggadah has a very interesting hara about that. But either way, this is the Metzius, that Rabbi Akiva apparently was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva and against the Rebbe, against Rabbi Yeshua? So the Kesef Mishnah says that it could be the Rambam paskin this way because Rabbi Akiva had the final word. Rabbi Akiva was Meshiv and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was Shasak. So maybe that's an indication that Rabbi Yeshua, again, the Gemara raised the Shaila, we weren't sure, but maybe it's an indication that Rabbi Yeshua accepted what Rabbi Akiva had to say. Okay, the Lecha Mishnah says no, there's no kash over here. The Rambam, of course, is gonna pass on this way, because the Gemara, there's a suffix whether Rabbi Yeshua was makabel what Rabbi Akiva held or not. There's no suffix what Rabbi Akiva held. So since Rabbi Akiva is a vaday with his own svara, and Rabbi Yeshua is a suffix whether he's even cholik in the first place or not cholik, so of course the Rambam is gonna pass him like the vaday over the suffix. That's what the Lecha Mishnah says. Now, of the five examples that we gave of Hemi Ila of Heitam Chuyin, of the five different tamchuyin, so it's interesting, even though the Rambam holds that hey tamchuyin does not make a difference when it comes to karbanos chatas, but by mi'ila he does hold that tamchuyin are mechalik, and yet the Rambam nowhere defines what hey tamchuyin means. Even though we have five-way machlokas in the Gemara, you would think the Rambam would have to weigh in on this. What exactly is hey tamchuyin? The Rambam should have said what pshat is. The Rambam nowhere defines what hey tamchuyin is. And to exacerbate the problem, the Aruch Lenar points out from the Lashon of the Gemara, it's clear that each man diyamar is mosif on the previous one. Because it's not that they're just giving different examples of hey tamchuyin, but they all agree with each other. Each one has to be mosif on the other one, because if they were just giving different examples, Rabbi Yochanan should have been mentioned first, because Rabbi Yochanan lived first amongst them. So Rabbi Yochanan would have been the first one mentioned. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was not the first one mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan's the last one mentioned, shows you that each one's being Mosef al Chavero. Shmuel holds only five different minim is called Heitam Chuyin. Chizkiah says, no, not only five different minim, even if they're all the same min basar, but they're just from five different evarin. Reish Lakish says, no, even if it's the same aver, if it's just five different mine basar within the same aver. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha and Rabbi Yochanan then add, no, even if it's the same type of basar within the same aver, but there are five different ways to prepare it. So you see, each one is being mechadesh beyond what the previous one was mechadesh. So that really screams for the Rambam to be able to paskin one way or the other. And the Rambam doesn't. So that's very, very difficult. Why the Rambam doesn't take a stand on this discussion, this machlokas. Okay, new Mishnah now. Another Shaila that Rabbi Kiva asked. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Shalti is Rabbi Lezer Bosa, Malacha Sarbe, Bishabas Sarbe, Me'in Malacha Achas, Behel Machas Mahu. What would be the din if a person did many malachos on many different Shabbosos, but the many malachos are Me'in Malacha Achas, meaning many toldos, different toldos of the same Av on different Shabbosos, and he never realized in between. So what's the din? So the Gemara is going to deal with why make it that it's many toldos and many Shabbosos, meaning what's your real Shaila? Is your Shaila whether the fact that it's many Shabbosos automatically means you're Chayiv separately? So then say you did the same thing every Shabbos for 10 straight Shabbosos. Ask if you're Chayiv separately for those. Or is your Shaila, no, about many toldos, whether many toldos has a din of the same Maisa over and over again, or it's considered a different Maisa. Well, then talk about a single Shabbos, where you do five different toldos of the same Av. Why do we talk about many toldos and many Shabbosos? That's going to be the first thing the Gemara deals with. But anyway, that is the Shaila. So, Chayiv Achas al Kulano, Chayiv al Kol Achas v'Achas. So, you Chayiv one carbon, and you Chayiv separately for each and every action. So, Amar Lo, Chayiv al Kol Achas v'Achas, Mikal v'Chomer. So, Rabbi Eliezer responded, you chayv al kolachas v'achas, you chayv separately from the following kal v'chomer. Umani doshein batotzos harbe v'chatos harbe. Chayv al kolachas v'achas, Shabbos sheyesh batotzos harbe, umisos harbe, enudin shei chayv al kolachas v'achas. When it comes to nida, where there's not totzos harbe, there aren't various inyanim of nida. There's one inyan of nida. You're not allowed to sleep with a nida. Period. So you're still chayiv on kalachas v'achas. Shabbos, which has so many details, so many totsaos, so many different halachos of what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So of course you're going to be chayiv al kalachas v'achas. Of course it's even more lends itself to be split up. So Amarti lo, so Rabbi Akiva said, I responded, lo, Mamarti benida, sheish b'shtei asoros, shuhu muzar ala nida, v'anidu musaros alav. You can't bring a raya from nida. By nida, the isser is a two-way street. Just like he's asher to sleep with her when she's a nida, she, as a nida, is asher to sleep with him. So tom b'shabbos, shein b'el asara achas, by Shabbos, if I turn on a light on Shabbos, the light didn't do an isser, I did the isra of turning on the light. It's a one-way street. I did the isra on whatever cheftza I did, but that's just the cheftza. I'm the only one violating the isra. So you can't bring a raya from Nida to Shabbos. Nida has a built-in chumrah that it's a two-way street. So Amar Li, so Rabbi Lez responded back to me, says Rabbi Kiva, Habala ketanos yuchiach. Oh yeah, what if a man sleeps with the ketanos when they're nidos? Shein ba ela asara achas v'chayvel kalachas v'achas. It's only one. It's only a one-way iser because the ketana is not a bar onshim at all. And nevertheless, yuchayev al kol achas v'achas. So amarti lo, Rabbi Kiva says, I respond back. Im amarti b'ketanos shalv pi shein ben achshav yesh ben achas man. Tomer b'shabes shein ba achshav lo achas man. Ketanos one day will be chayev though. So the fact that they one day will be chayev should be an indication that maybe it's more chamur. Whereas by Shabbos, it's never going to be chayv. It's just a one-way street forever. So Amar Li, Rabbi Elazar responded, Habala behemo yochich. Okay, so forget about ketanos. What about a man who sleeps with five different behemos? So you see his chayv separately, even though it's only a one-way street, and even though it doesn't have multiple elements to the Isser. The Isser is just an Isser bia. So Shabbos, which has so many different elements to the Isser, for sure you should be chayv. It's a one-way street also. So Amar Tilo, Habehemo. Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, your example I don't agree with. I don't agree that by a behemah you sleep with five behemos that you chayv separately. I think about whatever the answer is by Shabbos. I don't know the answer to my question. I asked the question. I don't know the answer. Whatever the answer is by Shabbos, the answer is going to be by behemah. I don't know as a given that a behemah you chayv separately for each and every behemah. So Rabbi Kiva remains unconvinced. It's an interesting discussion by Ketana over here that he brings a raya from Ketanos, that you see by Ketanos, it's a one-way street, that only the adult has the Isser, the Ketana doesn't have the Isser. There's a major discussion in Achronim, and you know, most of the major Achronim, somewhere along the way, have the discussion about how do we view a Maisa Isser done by a Katan. I mean, the fact that Ketanim are lav b'nei onshim, that they don't get punished, does that mean that the Maisa Isser is given to all of Klal Yisrael, and the Isurim of the Torah is something that all of Klal Yisrael is expected to observe, including Ketanim. It's just that since Ketanim have no das, they're excluded from Onshim, but it is viewed as a Maisa Isur. Or do we say no? The Katan is completely Mufka from the Ashara entirely. From every Isur Torah, the Katan is completely Mufka, that there's no din of a Katan in all the Isurei Torah. So Achronim bring Rayas from all over Shas, but one of the Rayas, the Stipler brings in the Kilis Yaakov and Yavama, similar Med Aleph, from our Sugya, that the fact that Ketanim are Pater from Mitzvos is not only Ptor from Onesh, but that they're completely Mufka from the Isser is from our Mishnah. Because Abala Ketanim is called that Ein Ba'ala Sarachas. It's considered that it's only a one-way street. But if they weren't Mufka from the Isser, it's just that they're Mufka from Onesh, so why is it a one-way street? The Ketanim also has some level of Isser. This is one of the Rayas in that major discussion in Achronim. Other Rayas that Tvashar brings from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says that a katan was Baal HaBehema, it's considered a takala, and the reason he's not chayiv is because chasal of lepotro mayonish. The Torah had rachmanos to make him potter from an onish, but the implication is that a katan sleeping with a behema is clearly a maisa iser, because if it's not a maisa iser, what kind of takala is it? What makes it a takala if there's no maisa iser at all? And even Rav Yosef and Rav over there who disagree are only cholik in that they view it like a shogeg, but they would still agree that it's a maisa iser. So that's one of the rayas that when a katan does something that it is called a maisa iser. Again, our Mishnah is one of the rayas that it's not called a maisa iser. So this is a discussion back and forth in the Achronim. Another small ha'ara. The example, we say that the nidah is musar on the guy, just like the guy is musar on the nidah. So Rashi says, where do we see the nidah is musar on the guy? V'nichrusu shneim mikarev amam. Pasuk says, v'nichrusu shneim mikarev amam. They're both chayiv kares. So Tosyatov just points out that that's by the onesh, that's not by the ashara. The Mishnah said that the nida is musheres alav, that the iser applies to the nida as well. So we probably should have brought a pasuk that's about the ashara and not about the onesh. So the Tosyantif writes that the makar that there's an ashara is from a different pasuk, from pasuk in Achremos, lo sikrevu in the plural, legalo serva, that it includes the woman as well. Rashi says that's la hazir nekeva on the zachar, that just like the zachar has an ashara, so too does the nekeva. That's how Rashi and Chumash writes. So the Aruch Haner says that maybe Rashi Dafka wanted to bring the riboy of the isha legabe kares, because over here we're talking about a chiyuv chatas, and chatas emanates from the Chiv Kares. So Eina Chinami, really the Mishnah was just saying that there's an Ashara, but the Mishnah's point was that we're trying to show whether how many Chataos you chayiv. So since we're trying to demonstrate how many Chataos you chayiv, it makes the most sense to talk about where we see that she's Chayiv Kares, because Chiv Chatos always comes from a Chiv Kares. Okay, says the Gemara now. Vayter in the Gemara. So, my Kabayimine, what exactly was Rabbi Kiva's Shaila? He put so many factors into his Shaila. He said it was the same, it was multiple toldos of the same Av on many different Shabbosos. So what was the key to his Shaila? That it was multiple toldos of the same Av? Or that it was many different Shabbosos? So my Kabayimine, Ish Shabbosos Kiguf and Damian V'ilo Bayimine, if his real Shaila was, do different Shabbosos count as different Gufin and therefore carry with it separate Chiyuvim of Karban, Nibari Hos Malacha Achas B'Shabbosos Arbe? Then he should have asked, if you do the same thing for every Shabbos for consecutive Shabbosos, are you chayiv once or are you chayiv multiple times? Elav Lade Malachos Yikavos Tamyon V'ilo Bayimine. So wait, so you want to say that no, his Shaila was, are different Toldos of the same Av considered different actions, different Malachos, or are they considered the same thing? Are you chayiv multiple Chatos for different Toldos or not? Well, then Nibayimine Hos Malachos Arbe Mein Malach Achas B'Shabbos Achas. Well, then he should have asked, what if you do multiple toldos of the same Av on the same Shabbos, if that was his Iker Shaila? So Amarava Amri Beirav Tarti Baimine. So you have to say that Rabbi Kiva was really asking a double Shaila. Shabbos was Kiguf and Damyan V'lo Baimine. Number one, he was asking, is the fact that you do something, even if it's the same thing, on different Shabbosos, is that enough to be Mechalik, to be Mechayiv you separately for each Shabbos? And Vladi Malachos Kemalachos Damyan Ilo. And he was also asking, when you do various Toldos of the same Av, is that considered like doing various Malachos, where you're going to be Chayiv separately for each one? V'Shabbosos Heichem Yibayilei. Now, for further clarification, even within the question about multiple Shabbosos, whether you chayiv separately, we're not even sure exactly what the detail of that question is. Shigas Shabbos v'zadon malachos pshita le'diyam shebein time having the deal lechalek v'zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos u'dibay minei ikuguf and daminilo. Was his shayla the following, that when it comes to forgetting that it was Shabbos, but knowing that a malach is usher to do on Shabbos, is that the kind of shogeg that, if it were that kind of shogeg, is Rabbi Akiva certain that that would for sure be considered a separate violation for each Shabbos? Because after all, he may have forgotten that it was Shabbos this Shabbos, and he may have forgotten that it was Shabbos next Shabbos, but somewhere in between this Shabbos and next Shabbos, he must have realized that there was a weekday, and that there are 7 days in a week, and that the seventh day is supposed to be Shabbos, and therefore, even if he didn't put two and two together and realize that he violated the Aveira on the previous Shabbos, he should have, and that's enough to make it that he's chayiv separately, then Rabbi Kiva's Shaila is not about that case. Rabbi Kiva's Shaila is where you knew that it was Shabbos, you just didn't know that this was usher to do on Shabbos, and that's why you kept on doing it one Shabbos after the other. That was his Shaila. Oh, Dilmar, no, maybe his Shaila within the world of multiple Shabbosos was, Dilma Zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachos pshitele de kuguf and damyan. Maybe if he knew that it was Shabbos, but he just didn't know that the malacha was Aser, then it would be pasha to him that each Shabbos is a separate violation, because each Shabbos, he realized, was a new entity. V'shigah Shabbos v'zadah malachos hu d'bayim minei. And the whole Shaila was that he didn't even realize it was Shabbos. The Yom HaShabbat and Taimi have Yediyah l'chalik alo. Do we consider the days in between the Shabbosos like a new Yediyah? Does it demand necessarily that there is a new Yediyah in between the different days of Shabbos? So essentially, the Gemara is not sure what Rabbi Akiva was asking, and the Gemara says that he was asking, just to clarify, the Gemara says he was asking two different Shailas, but one of those Shailas we're not sure what it was. He was asking Shailas about multiple Shabbosos, does that necessarily break it up into separate Chiyuv Echatas? And he was asking Shailas about multiple Toldos of the same Av, does that necessarily break it up into Chiyuv Echatas? Within the question about multiple Shabbosos, we're not sure what kind of Shogeg Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure about. The kind of shogeg where you know that the malacha is asur to do on Shabbos, you just don't know that it's Shabbos? Or the kind of shogeg where you know that it's Shabbos, you didn't learn Hilcha Shabbos. You don't know that this malacha is asur to do on Shabbos. We're not sure which kind of shogeg Rabbi Akiva was asking about. So the Gemara is going to present three opinions as to exactly what Rabbi Akiva's question was. So Amar Rabba, Rabba's opinion number one, Mistavra Shiga Shabbos Vizadon Malachos, Pshitalei Diyam Shabbin Atayim Havin Yediyah L'Chalik. If it was you forgot that it was Shabbos, but you knew that this malacha was usher to do on Shabbos, then Rabbi Kiva is not asking a shayla. Rabbi Kiva is certain in that case that if you forgot that it was Shabbos, the fact that there was a whole week in between one Shabbos and the next makes it count as two separate entities, and you're going to be chayv separately for each Shabbos. V'zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos hu debar yimineh. His shayla was that you knew it was Shabbos, you didn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, and you didn't know that this malacha that you keep on doing Shabbos after Shabbos is in fact aser. And that was his shayla. Kugufin damyan olav. Is that considered to be separate violations for separate chataos, or is that considered to be one helim and therefore one chatas? Upashat lei, and Rabbi Kiva's answer is Zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos kigufin damyan. They answered Rabbi Akiva that it's going to be considered separate violations, meaning they answered Rabbi Eliezer, answered Rabbi Akiva from Nida, right? That was his raya, that it's considered separate violations in the case of Zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos v'lo kablamine. But Rabbi Akiva was not willing to accept the response by Nida, because Rabbi Akiva said, after all, Nida is a two-way street, Shabbos is only a one-way street. Upashutlei devlade malachos kemalachos damyan. And as far as the other shayla, which we know what Rabbi Akiva's other shayla was, there's only debate about what Rabbi Kiva's first shayla was in terms of the Shigas Shabbos, but in terms of multiple Shabbosos. His other shayla was about multiple toldos of the same Av. That we know what he was asking, so in terms of that one, so they tried to answer him that it is kemalachos damyan, that multiple toldos have a din of different malachos, v'lo kol minein. He didn't accept that either. So that's Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva's whole shayla about multiple Shabbosos was in a case where you knew that it was Shabbos, you just didn't know that what you were doing was aser. So I'm a rabba, mina aminala. How do I know that what I'm saying is correct? Titznan. Klal gadolam b'Shabbos. There's a rule that we have by Shabbos called Shochech Ikur Shabbos. Vas malachos harbe b'Shabbos harbe enu chayv elachas. If you forget the entire concept of Shabbos, Shochech Ikur Shabbos, meaning you don't know that there's such a thing called Shabbos in the Torah. So you do multiple malachos or multiple Shabbosos. This is worse than any shogeg. Shogeg normally is you forget one or the other. You forget that today is Shabbos, or you don't know that this is Asur on Shabbos. But you don't forget Shabbos, that there is a concept called Shabbos. So someone doesn't know that he's shochech ikur Shabbos, doesn't know that there's such a thing as Shabbos, and obviously he treats Shabbos like a weekday. So he's only chayav one karban. Hayodeh ikur Shabbos. But if you know ikur Shabbos, you know the concept of Shabbos, v'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, and you do multiple malachos on multiple different Shabbosos, chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, then you chayav separately for each and every Shabbos. Hayodeh shu Shabbos, if you know that today is Shabbos, v'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, chayav al kol av malacha malacha, then you chayav for each and every av malacha. V'ilu chayiv al kol av malacha shal kol Shabbos v'Shabbos lo katani. Yet it doesn't say that you chayiv for each av malacha done on each Shabbos. Meaning, let's say I did Bishul this Shabbos and next Shabbos. It doesn't say you chayiv twice for Bishul. It says you chayiv for each av malacha. I'm chayiv once for each Bishul. So money ha, who could possibly be the author of this statement? Ile Rabbi Elazar. It can't be Rabbi Lazar, because it says that if you do many malachos, the many toldos of the same av, that it's only one chiyuv. And Rabbi Lazar said that you're chayiv separate chiyuv for each told of the same av. He proved that from Nida, that you're chayiv separate chiyuv for each told of the same av. V'i, what's the girsa? V'i Rabbi Lazar again. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar said that you're chayiv on kol vladi malachos kimalachos. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Elipshita, so it's got to be, who's the author? Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Ushma minash shigas Shabbos v'zadon malachos pshita le'diyam shabin time having yediyah l'chalik. And it's clear over here that Rabbi Akiva holds that if you forget that it's Shabbos, but you know that the malacha is aser, that you're chayiv separately because there are weekdays in between. So that's considered yediyah l'chalik. Zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos hu debayi ikiguf and damyan. His whole shayla was whether they're separate violations was when you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know the halacha of what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Upashutlei, and Rabbi Eliezer answers him, Dikuguf and Damyan, that they are considered to be separate violations, Yechayiv, separate chatos. Vladim Malachos, Kumalachos Damyan, and that various totals of the same Av are also considered separate violations. Vitarvai, Lo Kibul Minei, and Rabbi Akiva did not accept either of those answers from Rabbi Eliezer. So that is all Rabbah's understanding of what bothered Rabbi Akiva, of what Rabbi Akiva's Shaila was. Amalei Abaye, Liolmei Malach, Abaye says, no, I'll tell you differently, that Zadon Shabbos Veshigas Malachos Pshitele the Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbos was Lav Kuguf and Damian. That if you knew that it was Shabbos, and you just forgot, didn't know the Halacha, then Rabbi Akiva would be obvious, Rabbi Akiva would hold, because you didn't know that Bishul is Asar on Shabbos, and you keep on doing Bishul Shabbos after Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva would definitely hold your Chayiv separately for each and every Shabbos. That wasn't a Shaila. Shigas Shabbos Veshigas Malachos Dubai Minei. It's that you didn't realize that it was Shabbos when you kept on doing it, violating Shabbos after Shabbos. You knew Bishul was Asr. You just didn't know that it was Shabbos when you kept on doing it. That was the Shaila. Do you be Yom Shabbat in time? You have an idea of Chalik or low? And the Shaila is the week in between enough to determine that it's a separate violation? Upashat the Yom Shabbat in time. And his answer is that the Yom Shabbat Atayim is having a deal lechalek v'kabel minei, and he accepted that response from Rabbi Lezer, that the Yom Shabbat Atayim splits up the chiyuv upashle v'adim lachos kum lachos damyon v'lo kabel minei. But in the other response that Rabbi Eliezer had, that various toldos are considered to be various violations, are considered to be separate violations that each carry with it a separate kavur chatos, that he was not willing to accept from Rabbi Eliezer. And then the final approach is Rav Chista Amar Zadon Shabbos Veshigas Malachos Afilu Rabbi Akiva Svirlei Dekuguf and Damian. That when it comes to knowing that it's Shabbos, but not knowing the halachos, even Rabbi Akiva holds it's considered multiple chiyuvim. You're going to be chayiv separate chatos. V'chibay minei. When his whole shaila was Shigas Shabbos V'Zadon Malachos. His whole shaila was in a case where you didn't know that it was Shabbos, but you knew that these malachos were aser. That was his shaila. Who debay minei? The Yom Shabbat in time he having yediyah l'chalik. His shaila was: are the weekdays in between considered to be yediyah l'chalik? Meaning, Rav Chista understands the shaila on multiple Shabbosos to be the same as Abaye understood the second shita. That the whole issue is the weekdays in between a yediyah l'chalik? Upashle Yom Shabbat in time have a yediyah l'chalik. And Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, they are separate chiyuvim, and Rabbi Akiva accepted that answer. Abaye said the same thing, that Rabbi Eliezer said that they're separate chiyuvim, and Rabbi Akiva accepted that answer. Upashle Vladim Lachos Kamalachos Damyan Velo Kal Minei. And he said that Vladim Lachos are Kamalachos Damyan, but he did not accept that answer. So I'm not sure, and now just thinking, what's the difference between Abaye and Rav Chista? Meaning both Abaye and Rav Chista say that Rabbi Eliezer responded that the Yom Shabbat and Taim are Yediyah L'Chalek, are considered Yediyah L'Chalek, and Kabul Minei, and that he accepted that the answer that was given. So the difference is what the given is in the case of Zadon Shabbos Veshigas Malachos. In the case that Rabbi Akiva wasn't asking about, why wasn't he asking about a case where it was Zadon Shabbos Veshigas Malachos, where you knew that it was Shabbos and you didn't know that Malacha was Aser? Abaye thought that the reason he didn't ask that was because it was Pashut to him that it would not be separate violations and separate Karbanos. Rav Chista thought it would be Pashut to him that it would be. So what he actually does ask, they agree about. But why he doesn't ask what he doesn't ask is what they argue about. Okay, so Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll start with where Rav Chista knows that was the conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay.